Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne, and building right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you are listening. And I love to start every show by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, rocking with The Bar, posting The Bar, letting everybody know about your favorite podcast, and I really do appreciate it. Also, I want to remind you about Inside The Bar. That's right, the VIP Inside The Bar. Those folks get a Facebook group where we talk, we do live podcasts in there, as well as they get early releases and extra content from separate guests that decide to stay on a little extra and do a little extra off the cuff conversations. We do that also on Inside the Bar. So make sure you subscribe to that. As low as $5 a month, you can be a part of that. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This brother, I have to shout out McKinley for blowing up my DM, telling me about this brother. I already knew, you know, I knew him. I was good. He kept sending me videos, but no doubt, enjoyed the talent, and then found out there's so much more that comes with this brother. I don't even know if I want to introduce him as his rap name or his real name, but we have on none other than my brother. I'm going to call him Proper Hip Hop. What's up, my man?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's good to be here.
Good, 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 man. So listen, brother, first, thank you for coming on the show. I don't know when this is going to air, but we're recording on a Saturday afternoon, and I know that's special times for special people, but I appreciate you sliding on and recording this with me, man. And I'd like to start off by letting you introduce yourself to my listeners. You can even tell them your real name if you like.
Yeah, so my name is Robert Hudson. I go by the hip-hop name Proper. I'm the founder of Proper Hip Hop, which is striving to be a non-for-profit that serves the inner city of Evansville, Indiana. I'm a pastor. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a student. I'm an employee. It goes on and on and on. We all wear different hats. And so, yeah, I'm happy to be here today, man.
Awesome, man. Awesome. You're right. We all do wear different hats. And I'm going to start with, like my listeners know, my favorite hat to kind of pull on is that pastor side. We have a lot of local pastors that listen to the show, man. So tell me a little bit about, the place that you pastor. Is it a church plant? Did you take over? Tell me a little bit of backstory about that.
Yeah, so I've been a pastor for about 2.5 years now at a church called Redeemer Fellowship Church here in Evansville, Indiana. And it started off as a plant, but we are actually in the stages where we are trying to become self-sufficient. Which I think God is very graciously allowing that to happen too, so that we're able to break away from some of the other churches who are helping fund us as we go with just expenses. But yeah, pastoring is still new to me, and I'm still learning stuff weekly and trying to love on our congregation and serve them in the best way that I possibly can.
Gotcha. So being that it's new, what would you say would be some of the early challenges, first coming in, what would you say some of those might be, and how did you approach them?
I would say, it's a pretty practical one, but space. Mm-hmm. We had to jump around quite a bit. We were sharing a building with another church at one point in time. and then we were somewhere else, and then we were in people's homes, and then the building that we're in currently right now popped open, and we were able to get in here, and then the church that was meeting before us ended up selling us the building. But I would say that right there would be probably one of the bigger things, and then also just some of the things that come with ministry of being just discouraged at times. Sure. Just the discouraging things in ministry.
Yeah, ministry can be discouraged. And actually, somebody interviewed me on their podcast talking about ministry and discouragement and how do you overcome it and all of that good stuff. So definitely agree with you on that. Let's jump into the nonprofit deal, man, with Proper. Where did that come from? What inspired that? Let's get some genesis on that.
Yeah. So I became a Christian about 5 or 6 years ago. I loved hip hop. I loved rap before I became a Christian. But then I became a Christian and I was suddenly convicted. I couldn't really listen to a lot of the music that I was listening to. I loved old 90s boom bap, golden era hip hop and stuff. And kind of found that, okay, you know, maybe this isn't good for my soul. So since then, I kind of actually went away from hip hop for probably about 3 or 4 years. And then I was introduced to Shy Lin, Timothy Brindle, people out of Lamp Mode Records and stuff. And I was really encouraged by the content that they came out with and decided I'd like to try my hand in it. And got some good feedback. And it all started off with just music. Just do hip hop, just make music. Mm-hmm. But I found myself a little... like that wasn't quite fulfilling. I wanted it to be more personal into people's lives. I wanted it to start up conversations of the gospel actually face to face. And I was talking to a brother who lives here in Evansville. His name's Brian. And he was saying that he had done a non-for-profit before through a hip hop label that used to be existing here in Evansville. And that was kind of laid on my heart at that point in time to kind of fill that void, fill that hole, and hopefully serve individuals by connecting through music, but ultimately discipleship and training. And so the desire and the heart for it was to serve specifically the inner city people who might not have as many resources. And like, it was kind of a perfect time too with COVID happening and, you know, there's resources such as food stamps and WIC and all of these things, but some of these things don't cover like cleaning supplies. And so we were serving the community by giving out cleaning supplies, but also just introducing ourselves, putting a face with the name Proper Hip Hop. And we hope to do some more consistent things there and praying that God would provide a building for being downtown area, just so we can have a permanent space.
Right.
So yeah,
that's cool, man. That's cool. I love that. I love the vision for that. You know, just not just like you said, not just doing music, but finding ways to impact, you know, the community and things like that. That's really dope. So, you know, let's kind of get into the music, man. I mean, you mentioned how, you know, you were inspired by Shylin and Brindle. Is that kind of your approach or your style when it comes to your music? I've heard it, but you know, just kind of to tell the listeners, try to get them in interested in it.
Yeah, I would say that it definitely is a lot of driving influence. I want to make doctrine and scripture center and break it down in a way that could be like a lesson. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I want you to go away knowing the doctrines of election, mm-hmm. the doctrines of predestination, all of those things. And so as much as like, that's not the only thing I do, mm-hmm. it is most of what I do.
Yeah. I got a lot of my early theology from Shylin. Like even before I was technically reformed or Calvinistic, I was listening to it and I was like, dang, like that makes sense. Nobody told me that. You know, and my buddy T. Barlow, he does an amazing job of, and you know, I call it lyrical theology, you know, just being able to take these sometimes complex ideas of theology and put it in a way where it's, you know, it's to a beat and it's actually something you can absorb in a 2 to 3 minute pattern, man. So that's really cool, man. I'm excited, especially you know, with just the whole idea of more people getting into it and producing that good content. You know, we don't have to, not nothing wrong with the Shaolins and Brendos or whatever, but we also got people, you know, on the other side of the game, man. So,
yeah.
So what else you got going and planned?
So at the moment, I have a few things planned. You know, there's always these ideas of different projects that you would like to do. And I'm struggling right now a little bit to figure out exactly what direction to go. But right now I'm working on, it's the Atonement Project, and Shaolin's done an Atonement Project, Atonement Q&A. I mean, like all of that stuff, and it's really great content. But I'm hoping to finish an album that will go through the, you know, the sufficiency of Christ's atonement, the how it is definite and sure, the infinite value of it. You know, I want to talk about those subjects, but also try to bring up some of the arguments against it and then create a defense against it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're even potentially equipping somebody who, like, okay, I know all this stuff now, but then how to defend it.
Right.
If the question arises.
Kind of on the apologetic side.
Yeah, exactly. And so I hope to be able to do that and do it well, and mm-hmm. that it serves the kingdom well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was saying, I know I connected to my buddy Ryan. Shout out to my man Ryan.
Yes. Righteous Music.
Righteous Music. He actually dropped something Friday night, and I was like, I need this like right now.
Yeah.
So I guess is Ryan some of the folks you're working with, or were you able to build on that and things like that?
Yeah. So Ryan is actually. It's funny, we started this and he sent me a text message literally as we started this. I looked over at Ryan and he's mainly helping me right now with creating boom bap type of lo-fi beats, because I'm working on a CSB New Testament audio Bible. And nice. So the whole idea is going to be to read the New Testament over hip hop beats. And he has been so gracious and so helpful in providing those beats completely free and wow. just serving in that way and in that manner. And I've been so encouraged by him. You connected me to him actually, man. And I called him up that day. I think it was that day, or left him a message and scheduled something. And we talked probably about every 3 weeks or so on the phone. And it usually lasts for a good 40, 45 minutes. And I'm always encouraged after speaking with him. And so definitely check him out, man.
Yeah.
Righteous Music. I mean, he has some great boom bap style beats and stuff. I love his stuff he puts out.
Yeah, Ryan's my guy. Like you said, he's so humble and so gracious. You know, all of my break music for the commercials and my outro is always Ryan's stuff, man. He just, you know, we got a little Google folder. He just fill it up, man. And we just go, man. So big shout. I'm going to have to get Ryan on the show, man. He probably turn me down, but I'm going to have to get him on the show, man. He just.
Yeah. If you can, man, get him on there. Actually, too, that text message was, hey, man, new batch on the way. So I have a folder, too. It's Ryan's folder. You know?
So. Yes, sir. Yeah. Big shout out to the big homie Ryan, man. So
yeah.
And that's cool, man. So you kind of mentioned the project about the Bible read. Is that like a work in progress? Or we got a release date, or what we got going on with that? Let's put that out there for the people.
It's a long work in progress. you know, I went into it with a really and I still am excited about it, but I think I was I had this idea and these expectations of how quickly I was going to be able to get stuff done, and it's just proving to be quite challenging. But I plan on releasing this stuff book by book, and the idea behind this too. So I have copyright permission from CSB. I don't want to get this wrong. I believe it's Lifeway, but basically all of the content will be provided for free.
Nice.
And it'll be I'm going to get all that set up, but it's going to be like on properhiphop.com, and the idea will basically be go there, download it for free. It's yours. It'll be able to be streamed on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you stream music through. But I also want to make it available to where people can leave donations through the website if they choose to. So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to have at least the first book. I'm not even done with the first book in the New Testament yet, but I'm hoping to have Colossians is what I'm starting with. I'm hoping to have it finished by mid-March. And whenever that's finished, kind of just keep on putting content out until the whole New Testament's done.
Nice.
But I'm gauging that for about maybe a year and a half. I'll be completely finished.
No rush, man. No rush. You mentioned it.
Exactly.
So you mentioned it, so I wanted to make sure that people kind of keep an eye out for it, man, and that. So right here, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, this is John Rayner, host of the Pregame Proverb, a daily devotional each morning that goes through Solomon's writings. And right now, we're working through a verse-by-verse exposition of Ecclesiastes. If you'd like to sign up for these two-minute brief devotionals, hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or wherever you stream your podcasts from. The Pregame Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend Rob. This is the Bar Signature Questions. These are the three questions I ask all of my guests, and you probably heard people answer them or listening to it, and you're prepared. So the first Signature Bar question, which we already kind of talked about, what kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to hip-hop. I listen to folk. I've really recently gotten into the cool jazz stuff.
Okay.
I started collecting kind of the vinyl and everything like that.
Nice.
And, but I would say hip hop and folk are my favorites to listen to right
that
now.
They just don't even go together. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, man.
That's cool, man. Hey.
Folk, man, I don't know why that keeps coming up. Folk. I just can't imagine. It doesn't compute. You know,
doesn't compute, man.
Not
have you
for
given
me,
it a
man.
Try?
I don't know where to start, man. Like, you're gonna have to shoot me a text or something. It's gonna, because when I think of folk, I think of tights and that little funny looking guitar. And
man, you got the wrong image.
Okay, all right, man.
You
gotta help
me. You need
to
start with like some like early 60s Bob Dylan or something
okay,
like that.
Text me something,
man.
Text me something.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. My buddy's been teasing me because folk keep coming up. Like, I think the first person I ever heard talk about it was Tim Chalice when he was on here. And I was like, folk?
Okay.
And then it just keep coming up, man. So I might have to try it out, man. Y'all, it keep coming up. I might have to try.
Yeah. Just ditch the leotard image, though. Like,
man. That's what I just, like Robin Hood, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what comes to mind. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's move on. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
So, I knew that you're gonna put me on the spot. I'm reading Frame's book. I'd like to say that it's like The Lordship of God. I cannot remember what it is. It's a big, thick book. It was just gifted to me recently. I wish I could remember the name of it. I'm reading that right now. I'm reading some of Institutes, Calvin's Institutes, and then my daily Bible reading. I'm a pretty slow reader. And the content I read is really, I don't know, hard for me to understand half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to take it really, really slow.
Yeah, I usually just get frustrated and close it.
Quit. Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, I tell you what, too. Man, I try to pick like two or three books to help me work on a project. So specifically for the project for the Atonement, I'm reading or have read, and then I've put down The Death of Death and the Death of Christ by Owen. And I found that really helpful, and as well as just some different like Spurgeon sermons.
Yeah, nice.
So.
But my podcast folks can't see you, but I see you got some nice commentaries back there that look like MacArthur's, and I see the systematic, and I can see it. Yeah,
there's quite a bit back there. Yeah, there's quite a bit back there.
Good deal. I got a good friend. He got a backdrop of books. So. I said, man, if you ever let me on your show, I'm going to say, hey, man, give me one of them books off that shelf.
That's funny. That's good.
Nice, man. All right, brother. Last signature bar question. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
So I do listen to the Bar podcast, and I listen to, I really don't listen to much anything but music whenever I'm driving. And I haven't listened to a lot of sermons recently, honestly, either. Mm-hmm. My commute to work isn't super long, and so like it sometimes could take me a full week just to get through a full thing. But sure. So nothing really right now.
Yeah. Well, good thing the bar is only 25 to 30 minutes.
Yes. It's bite-sized content. Yeah. So it's good for me.
Yeah,
it's good
man. For me. I get it. My commute is like bedroom to this room. So I don't get to listen to anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, brother, it's definitely a pleasure having you on the show. What I love to do to close it out, as you know, is to give you the floor to address the listeners. Anything you want to share, let people know where to find you, and any words of encouragement. You got the floor to do that right here.
Yeah. So once again, man, thanks a lot for having me. Thanks for making it happen. But you can, if you want to connect with me, I try to be as personable as I can through social media. But if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at proper_hip-hop. You can find me on Facebook, Proper Hip Hop. I have some YouTube stuff, which we do like miniature teachings on there. We call them Tune In Tuesdays, and it's just bite-sized doctrine to give you a basic overview. But really, I would just say too, just pray that we can be faithful to what we feel like we've been called to as a non-for-profit, and that we would really strive to build Christ Church here in Evansville, and to share the gospel, and to disciple and build up and plant churches and all of those things through Proper Hip Hop, and also through Redeemer Fellowship, where I pastor at.
Nice.
So yeah.
Good deal, man. Well, I appreciate you, brother, again, coming on. How far, this is, I'm going to put it on the podcast, but this is personal. How far are you from Lebanon, Indiana? Do you know where that's at?
Man, I have no idea.
Okay, never mind. That's what
I have no idea.
One of the companies that the trucking company that I work for, we pull out of Lebanon, and I didn't know. It's a random question. But anyway, to the bar listeners, thank you guys for tuning in to the Bar Podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in every Tuesday. Make sure you click the links in the show notes. We'll have links to my man Rob and ways to get connected with him. And make sure that we stay connected, because it sounds like God is going to be doing a lot of things through those guys. We definitely know how to be praying for them. And make sure you guys go to thebarpodcast.com. Check out all the old podcasts. Make sure you go to thebargear.com to get some bar gear. And make sure you go to thebar.network to listen to all the shows in the Bar Podcast Network. And until next time, you guys, God bless. And we are out.
Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards. Save